This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Ouch. You look at those little hairs on the back of your neck. But the wire grabs them and yanks them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, sit back. Kind of relax. Keep your blood pressure medication close at hand. We're going to talk about the $1.3 trillion mega spending bill that President Trump passed today. I'm not happy about it, but I'm not having the same heartburn most of these other peoples are having. In the second hour, Bill Post is going to join us. Bill is I don't know if they're called assemblymen. We'll find out when he comes on in the state of Oregon. And apparently there's a bill trying to move its way through. You ready for this one? They will take your guns away in Oregon. And they're not being sneaky about it. Right? They're going to try to launch a ballot measure that would ban modern firearms. What does that mean? Non-flintlock? Really, think about it. What's a modern firearm? Right? Yeah, we'll ask him. He is all over this. And Bill, we've enjoyed a friendship for years and years and years, although he is in Oregon. And we'll just see. We'll see how this goes. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're also going to talk later on about Utah having to legalize. I don't get these terms. Maybe it's because I'm so old. I don't know. They're going to have to legalize free-range parenting. In other words, let your kids grow up on their own a little bit, right? I mean, being against helicopter parenting? I don't know. But I love these stories. And the reason I love these stories is because, like, this is so... Somebody actually had to sit down and say, how do we protect parents? You ready for this one? And allow them to parent. How does that happen? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know a lot of you are going to be teed off at me. Because I know a lot of you on the right are just, don't sign it, no way, let the government shut down. Which I don't have a really big deal. I don't have a big problem letting the government shut down either. I really don't, overall. Doesn't help us. Last time they shut down, it was what? They're still spending $6 billion a day? And that's not the interest that we were paying. That's what they were spending. So these shutdowns really don't hurt us that much. And the other part about it is all you who feel sorry about the federal workers, yeah, they get paid. And they may have to wait a little bit, but they all get paid. So I don't feel bad for them at all. Now let's talk a little bit, because I'm not going to have a whole bunch of time before Xander comes on. But let's talk a little bit about the spending bill that the president signed today. 1.3 trillion simoleons, that's right. Yeah, some people get upset about that. Too bad, deal with it. But $1.3 trillion. But here's the deal. In reality, a little over $700 billion is for our military. And I'm not saying you spend as much as humanly possible, as much as you can, on our military because we love them so much. But we have gone decades in decimating the military. We've gone decades without giving them the money they need. Now, retired General Paul Valley, who's a friend of the show, we'll have him back on to talk about this shortly. But we have, over the years, not given them the money that they need. I know they waste money, too. I get that. We have to get that under control as well. But these guys haven't had a decent raise in years. That's number one. Why go to the military if you're not going to make any... I realize you're not going to become a millionaire. But my God, you're getting in the way of bullets. You're giving, potentially giving up your life. And your wife, while you're overseas, has to take on a second job to take care of your kids and the house and everything else. I don't think that's right. How many of you guys, and I always love the libs when they go, you know, we spend too much money in the military. Really? Yeah, who's saving your butt when you go overseas and you go to these dictator nations? Who do you think is protecting you? Why do you think that dictator doesn't hold you ransom? Because we've got the most awesome military in the world protecting you. And I should pull it back up, but I did a piece, 2 years ago. And why is it that every time a Dem becomes president, and why is it that every time the Democrats get control, you know, the House and the Senate are pretty darn close, they decimate the military? Right? And again, we get all nuts on the right. We are so, and I'm not pounding on you, we get some self-righteous at times. We've got all the answers. We know what's right, but we don't always know what's right. Okay? So I'm not so... I am upset about some of the stuff that went in this bill. You know, we've got millions of dollars in scholarships, $1 million in support money going to countries. This whole bill should have been nothing but money for Americans. All right? But I'm really not going to waste a whole show bringing in the experts, screaming about how much money was spent. I am very happy that our men and women are going to have the money they need to protect themselves. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to Real Side. Sandra Gibb joins me after the break. Don't go far. He and I have a lot of fun together. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from
somewhere in the back. Song. Have a whole different meaning to that. Right? We have. Now, I'm not one of those guys that believe in. I know some of you are going to laugh at me, but laugh all you want. I don't believe in all that deep. I think there's a force working, but I don't believe in that sinister black helicopter. Guys running around with secret injection pins that kill people in the hallway. Do they have that stuff? Probably. You know, I've seen, what's that movie with what's the name in it? God, what?
007?
Yeah, kind of, but it's a spoofy one. The one you like.
Austin Powers.
You know, like they do in Austin Powers, where they have the girls with sneaky stuff under their bras, and, well, all girls have sneaky stuff under their bras. I don't know, whatever.
Okay.
But, yeah. Well, in all the spy movies, they do. Oh, you're going to see, here we go. All right, watch this. You're going to see gun violence on the show. It's deep there. We're going to go any second now. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. I knew that was going down the wrong road. I knew when I started that I could not win that word battle with Xander on one side and her on the other. I was done for. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Xander Gibb joins me from across the pond, don't you know? Xander,
I do indeed.
Yeah, you do.
It's a pleasure. I think I'm on the wrong show tonight. Talking about what's in girls' bras and things like that.
Oh, yeah, well, that's
is
okay.
It the Joe Biden show or the Joe Messina show?
Oh, you know, Biden might get excited to call in after all this conversation. I don't.
He probably will.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. Oh, anyway. Well, always a pleasure to have you on. I always enjoy having you on with me and. Man, you got a lot going on over there. You know, you're my. This doesn't sound right, but I was gonna say you're my English connection. But I do okay. I mean, I've got a master of the English language to a degree.
I wish I did. It's very confusing because I spent a large portion of my life growing up in the United States. Then my family dragged me back to the United Kingdom. Then I came back to America as an adult, and now I'm back in the UK, and I'm like. I never know where I am until people open their mouths.
You must be so confused. You must be
very confused.
Yes, right. So, you know what you should do? Sneak back into the country, come to California, tell them you're here from another country illegally, right? And you get all kinds of bennies. You can go
back. Exactly.
I'm serious. You have medical and college and all kinds of wonderful stuff.
If I'd known, I mean, I really should have not come back to the UK. I should have moved to California and changed my name to Ibbity Pop Do or something and got all the free education and free healthcare that I needed. Because it's no secret part. The reason I moved back to the UK is because, you know, after my bad car accident, I couldn't afford my medical bills. So I had to come back to the UK, you know, because I'm a British citizen. I'm also a British citizen. Thank God. I never gave that up. But I should have just come to California and, you know, and I would have been absolutely fine. You know, you could have had a lodger jail.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're okay with you being a British and an American citizen. We realize that we are definitely, I'm trying to say this in a way where I don't lose my whole English audience. You know what I'm saying? You know, we'll allow you in. I know we designated
you
back a few hundred years ago, but it's okay. You know, we'll allow you.
Yeah, when I lived in the United States, when it was American Independence Day, I just found myself compelled to keep kicking myself out of my house, and I don't know why. But, you know.
Were you dressed in black? Were you in mourning?
Yeah, throwing all my tea bags into the river behind my cottage. You know.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I know how the Brits are. I got to tell you something. You and I have talked about this before. I love British comedy. I love British humor, okay? What's the show I was telling you about, the department store show? It's probably 90 years old. Have you been served yet or something like that?
Are you being served?
That was one of the funniest sitcoms I've ever seen in my life. I used to love that. And edgy. You guys are very edgy over there in England.
Yes, I won't repeat some of the humor that's in that because it's for a different audience. But it was very simplistic kind of humor. But a lot of it was based upon how some words mean different things to different people. And that's what made it funny, you know.
Very, very. So I am sure that the Brits are just, they're reading the tabloids are filled with this information about the porn star, you know, Stormy Daniels and her alleged affair with the president. And now I guess there's a Playboy, an ex-Playboy centerfold that came out and said she also had an affair with the president. And both of them are talking about that, you know, he was a good-looking guy, they had a good time. And this somehow is news. Two consenting adults having, as a matter of fact, if the three of them were together, it's all consensual, although I'm not in, you know, but it's amazing how this is news. Be nice.
It is amazing how this is news, considering when, you know, Mrs. Theresa May is saying that the Russians poisoned two British citizens that were originally Russians, you know, in Salisbury in the United Kingdom. But there's no proof of this, but obviously, you know, because the the president has allegedly had some relations, adult consenting relations with individuals. That is much more
important
than Russians being killed on the streets of the United Kingdom, poisoned with no evidence, by the way.
Oh, and I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you something else I really love is the fact that, you know, right now we're not hearing in this country, we're not hearing how the Brits have thrown out, you know, some of the Russian, you know, ambassadors and such.
Yeah.
Right? We heard, I think we had one news cycle over it. If the Russians were such, you know, Satan's brother, if they're so bad, if they're so nasty, so evil, why are we hearing about these evil things they're doing in England here? Right?
But, you know, the thing is for me with all of this, with Russia, you know, I think that we should be trying to get on as well as possible with every country. I mean, let's face it, Donald Trump is going to sit down with, you know, little fat Asian guy, what's his name? And I don't mean the Democratic guy from, I don't mean Ted Lieu. What's his name? Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ted Lieu, if you're listening. No, I'm not really sorry. So we should be as nations trying to get on as well as possible with all superpowers, but everybody wants to do Russia down and say that it's bad. I don't like Putin in any way, shape, or form. I don't like what he does. I don't like what he stands for. But at the end of the day, we have to recognize that they're a superpower and try to take on with them. But kicking people out without evidence, you know, that's not good. But Britain's getting very good at that. You know, I should be very careful. I might get myself deported. But recently they've not let some people into the country who are conservative commentators just because they've disagreed with Islam. And that's as much of a concern to me. So we don't need any evidence in the United Kingdom anymore. We'll just kick you out just for the sake of it.
Well, they're protecting the country. They don't want that poison spread. But we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Xander Gibbs with me, and we got him locked in a room. He ain't going anywhere. He'll be back in a few. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Hey there.
We are back. And now you could get me back into school unless the check was very large. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And look, I really appreciate the time you spend with us. I know it's a long time to hang out on the show. You can talk to people up on the website, therealside.com. We have a live chat room there for some of you people who are not crazy about Facebook. But if you're on Facebook, there's a live feed going on there as well. I'd like to believe that by you being on the show, listening to the show, being interactive with the show, simply shows you what a high IQ you have. Because I know so many other shows you could be listening to. And the guests, well, most of the guests are of the most high of caliber and quality. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to kind of keep me informed and keep me in line, and I always appreciate the time that he spends with me on the show. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Hey, I'm here just to lower the tone, Joe. You know.
Ooh. Well, you know, I've got a wide audience, a very big, different range
right.
of audience, so I just try to bring in who I can to make them happy. You know what I'm saying?
I was told there'd be a cheese plate in the green room this week, and there's nothing.
Nothing.
No pizza, nothing.
What,
no
are you
drink.
Serious? We're non-union. You have to go get it yourself. It's in the refrigerator.
Disgusting.
You know? You know, we can never not go down the food road, can we? Ever.
No, we have to. Well, I was saying to you during the break, there's an advert on your show for organic cheese, and, you know, I want to get samples. So if GNC are listening, send some samples of this cheese to Xander Gibbs, care of the UK. Thank
well,
you.
Here's my thing. How do you know it's organic? I mean, prove it to me. I haven't seen it. You're going to put a stamp? See, I'm from Boston.
Well, I'm going to...
Just because it's
gonna,
a stamp on it doesn't mean nothing.
But, Joe, I'm going to educate you now, because there are certain categories of cows that are only grass-fed. And if they're grass-fed, what they produce is organic. I'm wondering if Hillary Clinton eats
her.
Grass, but that's for a different show.
Oh, what if it's AstroTurf, though? I don't. I'm not a very smart man.
You wouldn't want cows eating your AstroTurf, would you?
No.
If you paid all that money out, you wouldn't feed your. You wouldn't feed your cows with it.
Hey, you know, I am having a... Speaking of, you know, go back to Trump for a second. I'm having a field day with Trump beating up on Jerry Brown. you know, about how bad, what a bad job he's doing running the state of California.
Yeah.
I think, look, keep up the good work, right? I mean, just keep needling the crap out of him. I love it. And you know, Brown goes from zero to red face to striking back. I think you could get him, if Trump and him were, you know, 3 feet away from each other, I'm sure Trump could get him to throw a swing in a relatively short period of time. You know what I'm saying?
See, I think, yeah, I definitely think that the part of why this ideology of the Donald is not presidential is because they base this on 8 years of Obama, who wouldn't say boo to a goose and wouldn't defend himself or even our country, you know, in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, we've got a guy in the White House who's got spherical objects and he's more than willing to defend himself and tell people what he thinks. You know, this week, Joe Biden saying he would like to, you know, he would have liked to have gone to school with him and punch him in the face for the things he said about women. You know, how
Joe
about
Biden.
Don't punch
Joe Biden
in the face
Pause.
Of all of the...
I want you all to have a meditation moment and think about Joe Biden really complaining about what somebody else is doing to women. I can't even hold this in
face for 10
seconds.
It's laughable. In fact, if you look at the tweet I sent out before the show, there is a plethora of pictures out there of Joe Biden manhandling women. You know, I would far rather have someone in the White House that talks about stuff than actually does it, Joe. That was not directed at you,
Joe. Oh, yeah, thank you.
It was directed at Joe Biden.
All right, because she's got a gun next to me, so refer to him as Uncle Joe, if you would. Well, we got some weird stuff going on in politics. First of all, Roseanne Barr, which I loved it. She told Jimmy Kimmel to zip that blankety blank lip of his about Trump. Love it. I love the fact that on this one, I'm loving the fact that she's on our side because she is just ripping him up out there. Now, I can't remember, but don't you know her?
I do. Yes, I do. And she retweeted me tonight because I made a comment. I watched the video of her on Jimmy Kimmel, and she didn't take any prisoners. And the thing that I really love about Roseanne is that she is a true patriot who has always put country over party. And, you know, when they said, oh, you left, Jimmy Kimmel said that you left us, as in the liberals, she's like, no, you guys left me, and I totally know what she means by that, because that's what they did to me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was never a liberal. I never classified myself as a liberal, but I was a Democrat, you know, lifelong Democrat. And the party just kind of like turned into, it was a bit like, what's that movie called with Jack Nicholson where he's in that mental asylum? That's what the liberal party, that's what the Democrats became.
Yeah, no, they have really gone really, really. Now, she's the epitome of the American dream, isn't she? I mean, she was a single mom. She was in all kinds of, I won't say trouble, but she was having a lot of life trouble. And look where she is today. I mean,
yeah.
You couldn't do that in Turkey. You couldn't do that in Iran. That was going to happen, you know, there. So she has seen this dream happen. And is it Kimmel? Isn't he the one that did the Man Show?
Yeah, I've got no respect for Kimmel.
I mean, you know, they're all like that, hypocrites.
You know, talking about how bad guns are, and then goes out and gets in a limousine with his armed escorts. And so, if guns are good enough for people that look after you, how come they're not good enough for good old fashioned American people to protect them with? You know, we have a right in the United States to bear arms and you know to the ideology that only those protecting celebrities should have guns is kind of a little bit wacko for me.
Well, they're the elitists. They're better than us. They deserve more. I mean, you watch what they do, listen to what they say. They really perceive themselves as smarter and better than us and knowing what's better for us and knowing what's better for our kids, right? Public schools are wonderful. Was it Matt Damon? Public schools are wonderful and great. You got to send your kids there. You have to support the teachers. Well, my kids aren't going there. They're going to go to a private school.
No.
Not because they need to be safe, because they learn better there. Are we serious? If that isn't hypocritical, I don't know what is.
Roseanne Barr, after Columbine, you know, complaining about guns and, you know, the fact that guns are in schools, but she was still sending her kids out with armed guards, you know. So, if it's so bad, then how come it's okay for you to do it? You know, I'm always willing to listen to arguments from the other side. I am, you know, it's possible to educate me occasionally.
If they're honest. But wait a minute.
Yeah.
But only if they're honest. None of this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, good. Because some of this garbage they push through, you just want to slap them in the head. You can't really believe that they're saying this. But speaking of crazy stuff, right? Cynthia Nixon, I saw this the other night, I thought it was kind of funny. But Cynthia Nixon is, she's going to be running for governor of New York, which I think is,
she sure is
interesting. But they said something about her, and you know, you know how I am. I screw things up all the time. But they said she was a non-certified or qualified
unqualified lesbian.
Unqualified.
Yeah.
What is there a number? I mean, do you have to have sex with so many women before you become a qualified lesbian? Or
well, I think what the funny thing is, I phoned around a couple of colleges in New York State to ask if they did a course in lesbianism. No one of them did. You could do a course in Madonna, which covers lesbianism for a semester, but that's about it. But the interesting thing is, I think what they meant was that she wasn't qualified to do the job.
Oh.
You know, because obviously, when Barack Obama ran for president, you know, being a community organizer, he was more than qualified to do the job, but wasn't a lesbian.
I mean, have these people heard Pelosi? Have these people heard Sheila Jackson Lee? Have these people, I mean, I could, this list goes on, and who's the, I keep forgetting that guy who thought Guam was going to tip over, because we had too many military bases on one side of the island.
I have to ask you, did you see how twitchy Nancy Pelosi got when Donald Trump started talking about the death penalty for drug dealers? She was like, I saw her face, she was like, where am I going to get my drugs?
Well, you know what, I'll show you how disingenuous the left can be, because the first tweets that started coming out talking about how Donald Trump wanted to put doctors in jail for potentially overprescribing opioids, that's not what he's talking about. And they know
no.
it. And they're so dishonest, they get so stupid with this stuff, do they really think their base is going to buy that?
But, Joe, I know that that's not what Donald Trump said, but let me just say to you, I don't think that that's such a bad idea, because there are doctors in America. You can go and pay them, and they will write you a script for anything that you want. And that has to be something that has to be addressed in the future. You should not be able to buy yourself legal drugs that way just because you know the right doctor. I'm not saying they should have the death penalty, but they should be struck off. Nancy Pelosi is shaking like mad now, you know that. What are they going to do for my drugs?
I agree with you on so many levels with that, that if you have a doctor that can continuously overprescribes, something has to be done. All right, yeah. So when we come back, let's talk about how the Democrats have abandoned the DACA kids. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcott, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. I'm waiting for, is it Anita Bryant to walk out? That's a beach party song. If anybody ever watched movies from the 60s, that is a beach party song. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And let's just bring him on because I have so much fun when he's on the show with me. Xander Gibbs joins me as he does every week to kind of wrap up things and talk about some of the crazy stories that have been going on in the news. And Xander, again, thanks for being with me.
It's always a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Have you heated up your show again? I hear
yes,
you're going to have a special guest on that I think I know.
We are. On the 28th, I think she's on. Do you mean the Lady Mayoress of California? I didn't want to say which area you lived in, you know, because yeah. I'm sure like me, you get lots of death threats and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, I joke that one night, this is kind of gross, but that a liberal actually came and gave birth in my driveway.
Really?
They left a nice little hot steamy turd there, and it had to be a liberal, so I like to say the thing.
Thank you for sharing that.
There you go. There's it. Well, listen, what's the difference between that and going to San Francisco, where it's actually lumps of it are all over the place? You heard about that, right?
No.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not sure that I want to.
Well, San Francisco now has, I can clean it up a little bit here, they have crap maps so that you can actually go and know where there's these turds all over the place so you don't step in them in your expensive shoes and such. That's how bad it's gotten up there.
What is this liberal ideology in America that you only have to obey the laws you want to obey now? I mean, I don't get that, do you?
No, I'm totally lost. Decency now, decency and basic morality now is just considered a conservative social construct, and nobody has to really adhere to it because it's just over the top, you know? It's so 50s, dude. Don't you know that?
Well, I think it depends. It depends who you hang with, Joe, really.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, I don't. So we were kind of joking during the break, and you said something that I want to pull to the top because I know how a lot of people think. But I did this story the other night on Queer Mizzia, and I sent it to you. And I do it because I know that some of these things just make you nuts. And
yeah,
right? I mean, seriously. And for those of you who didn't get it, I'm going to make you go back and get the whole. I think I went off on this for about a half an hour because it made me nuts. And it's kind of like, if you don't agree with this, if there's anything, if you say anything negative, or if it appears that you're looking at them weird for whatever reason, then you're phobic. You're just totally phobic with any other kind of lifestyle, which is just not true. But you made a point that I think people need to understand, which is, you know, we see the gay pride parades. That is such a minority of the larger
right.
gay and lesbian community, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that ultimately there is this kind of ideology that everyone who's gay is like this. And that is a concern to me. I mean, there are some people that, you know, live together in same-sex couples. You know, they pay their taxes. They go to work. You wouldn't know they were gay. You might think they were just flatmates. And really... Your relationship with someone is just between you and that person. Do you have to tell the world?
Well, apparently some do. I mean, no. I get what you're saying, and I want people to understand that. It is a small minority of that part. It's just like, look at it.
It's like
the mafia thing. Listen,
yeah.
Not everybody who's Italian is in the mafia. I used to love it when people were like, oh, you're Italian? Is your family in the mafia? Oh, yeah. So just because you asked me now, you're going to have to sleep with both eyes open because you never know who might come
yeah.
visit you, right?
You're going to be sleeping with officials.
That's how dumb it is. It's just amazing to me. But anyhow, you know, I could rant on that one for days because it just makes me, the way people come at this stuff just makes me nuts.
Well, I think that, you know, the thing that concerns me when I see things like this, it makes me really sad because, you know, whilst I don't condone violence towards anyone, I kind of get why people get a little fed up with this kind of thing because it's just another form of propaganda. You know, I want everyone to be treated with respect, you know, and I believe in the inherent worth and dignity of all people, but
yep.
just shut up, you know?
Oh, you know what? It's like that one piece I was reading you during the break. It's like apparently now there's like a heterosexual privilege or something where if I'm talking about, unmasking subtle heterosexual microaggression. So in other words, if I'm at a party and I'm talking about how great my relationship is with my wife and how much I love being married to my wife, those are now heterosexual microaggressions. Are these people looking for a fight or what?
I think so, and I think you hit the nail on the head. What has happened with the gay community? This has become this huge acronym now, and it's all commercially driven because unless it's commercially driven, there's no money to be made. There's no issue, and so there's no money to be made. But, you know, this latest acronym, we were just saying about it now, it's LGBTQAIP+, and I'm like, this ever-extending acronym, and I don't even have the energy to go through what each letter means, and can we not just go back to calling it the gay community, please?
Well, yes, except that I've been told over the years, I get emails that say, you know, the gay and lesbian community don't like to be grouped together. And then others will say, yes, it's okay to group together. Some tell me that it's very insensitive for me to use words like heterosexual and homosexual when I'm explaining something. Look,
why?
The words keep changing. I can't keep up with it. I'm doing the best I can.
I can, and I'm supposedly part of this community, and I'm apparently homophobic because I disagree.
No, that was great.
So it's crazy. Like, did you see the kid that was kicked out of college this week because he said in a lecture that there were only two sexes, male and female, so the tutor kicked him out of the lecture. I mean,
yes.
Is this still America and the United Kingdom that we're living in? It's just becoming so liberalized that it's scary.
Yeah. And it makes it, even a guy like me who's very secure with pretty much everything going on around me, even if I want to go out of my way not to make you feel bad, I don't know what the words are. There isn't a section in the paper like, you know, when I was a kid, you get up, you look at the obituaries to see if anybody you knew died. There isn't any other terms that have changed since yesterday at noon. There is no section I can go to for that.
No, and the thing is that, you know, I think, it's funny, I don't usually quote RuPaul, and RuPaul is supposedly this kind of like, you know, revered figure within the community, but RuPaul says she doesn't even know what the heck she can say anymore. So if RuPaul doesn't, then what is the point?
That's a problem. Oh, my God. Oh, I love it. I'm watching this world explode in front of my eyes, and I don't want to do anything about it. I want them to implode on themselves. I want them to make it so that they are actually start to infight with each other. You know, I joke a lot about, and you and I have actually done this, I joke a lot about at the end of the year now with the prom coming up, you're not going to be able to have prom king and queen anymore, okay? Because a gender-neutral group just wants it to be royalty. You're part of the royalty, whatever that means, okay? So they won't let you have king. No, really, seriously, they won't let you have king and queen anymore. But then there's another group across town that say, no, we will have king and queen, but it's not based on the genitalia you have, okay? Whatever you identify with is what you're. So I'm going, why don't we put those four people in a room and let them fight it out? Because even if I want to honor you, I'm dead. I don't know what to do.
But it's even seeping into churches now. I told you about the church I went to in NYC where I wasn't allowed to refer to God as a man. You know, whatever you think in the Bible tells you that God made man in his image. So if you've seen me, you've seen God. I'm joking, obviously. But so to argue about what sex God is a man, and God made man in his own image. And so if it's even seeping into there now that we're not allowed to talk about God in terms of him, the masculine or the feminine, you know, there's something wrong. And if we do talk to him, now we're mentally ill. So I'll just shut up.
No, I am so happy that The View did that. You don't even know, because there are so many people on their side that talk about their relationship with God and how they hear from God. And I hope that Joy Behar does a weekend crazy wrap-up. So every Friday on The View, she should be listing all the nut jobs on her side of the aisle that say they talk to God. I want to. And when what's her name? Oprah comes out. When she comes out, she says, God told me to run. I'm going to grab you a Pepsi and a bucket of popcorn, and I'm going to watch Joy Behar chew on her own tongue, right?
No, Oprah will say, God told me to run for president, and the appropriate response should be, which wine club, sister?
Oh, God. I love this stuff. I just love the hypocrisy. And it's so bright, and they can't even see it. That's how it's sad
it's too bright. And you know, you said about things imploding on themselves. When will The View just implode on itself? I used to enjoy The View, but now I can't even stomach clips.
Yeah.
I mean, Whoopi Goldberg is so angry. You know, this woman needs a therapist. Let's start a fund page to get a therapist for Whoopi Goldberg, because she really needs to talk to somebody.
All right. We're up
clearly.
Tell people. I'll send her a note. But tell people where to find you quick.
XanderGibbs.com. The show starts next week. Join us Monday to Friday, 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific.
You should have done the math earlier. We'll put it up on our website, though, and on our Facebook page. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. We're going to talk about gun confiscation out of Oregon when we come back.